press conference. We're joined here by with Coach Don Staley and players Breonna Stewart and Diana Taurasi. Team USA victorious in the gold medal match, 73-56 over Australia, winning the gold yet again. We're going to have, obviously, questions in English. This is still live streamed. Please make sure you wait for the microphone to get to you. First, we'll take a few comments. First, from Diana, please.
I just think we're, as a whole, for USA Basketball, we're just really proud of what we did in this tournament. I think as you guys watched throughout the games, it's probably been the most competitive World Cup we've ever played in. Just a lot of good teams, a lot of good players, high-level basketball, and you know, to be able to come here on short notice and just be able to get all on the same page to win. And I think that's what we always take the most pride in. As you put everything aside and you do whatever you got to do for the team, and I think Don did a great job of mentally preparing us for that task, and I'm just really proud of our whole team and our whole organization.
Okay, thank you. MVP Breonna Stewart.
Yeah, just going off of what Dee said, you know, this group, we haven't had a ton of time together, and I think you guys noticed it early on in pool play, but, you know, the fact that every game we got better, we knew what our goal was, and that's a gold medal, and while we were here in the Canary Islands, that was the only thing we were focused on, was how to win gold and how to get better.
All right, thank you. Coach?
It was a great tournament. I think Spain did a great job hosting. The atmosphere was incredible. The whole organization of the World Cup was superb. It gave us an opportunity to play on a platform in which people were excited to see women's basketball. And I hope that everybody that paid admission got their money's worth, because there was some great basketball played by all teams. Fortunately for us, you know, we sit here as gold medalists. And a lot of reasons why we do that is because of the players who make a commitment to come year in and year out that allow us to win. But, you know, we can't do it without them. We can't do it without their commitment. You know, but as me as a coach and our coaching staff, we just got out of their way. You know, you got to let players do what they do best and not get in the way, and that's what we did.
Okay, thank you, Coach. We'll take questions up here in the front.
Coach, you've been in this position winning World Cups as a player. What has this ride been like for you, being on the other side, winning as a head coach now?
I mean, it's been awesome. You know, it's been awesome to do it with people that I've done it with, you know, many years ago. You know, Sue, Diana. I had a chance to be a part of Stewie's start on the national team, which was great. But when you are teammates with some of the current players and you're in a position to coach them, but one thing that has remained the same is I admired them. I admired them for their stamina. I admired them for, you know, their ability to stay on top every time they step on the floor. So it's kind of an incredible journey being in the same arena with them. And I hope that the younger players learn from how you go about winning gold medals, because it's a lot different than any other team that you'll play on. So, you know, I'm super proud of, you know, the journey that they allowed me to be on.
Okay, thank you.
Coach, could you speak a little bit about the defensive effort on both sides? You took a team that came in shooting nearly 50% of the field and held them to 33, I believe it was, an 18% three-point range. And you held the tournament's leading scorer to 7 points tonight. People may make a lot about missed shots or whatever on both sides, but talk about the defensive battle.
Well, I mean, our defense had an under construction sign on it for almost the entire World Cup. But, you know, this particular game, you know, I thought we gave our best defensive effort. You know, we also have to credit Spain last night for, you know, tiring them out. You know, but what makes us good is the ability to have layers and layers of players that give her different looks. But BG, Brittany Griner, did a great job starting the game to where we didn't have to go to our game plan B. You know, A was it. She got us started off on the right foot, and we just never looked back.
Question for Brianna. Brianna, you are an Olympic champion, world champion, woman NBA champion, NCAA champion, MVP. Are you planning to come to Europe to play? For the EuroLeague title, for example?
Well, this year, I'm going to go play in Russia, in Kursk. So, you know, that's next up. And you know, right now, I think just really soaking it all in. I think after the championship, we kind of got on the plane right after the parade, so I haven't really had a chance to think back on that. And now winning this gold, taking this home, and taking some time to kind of gather my thoughts and then focus back up to hopefully win a EuroLeague championship.
Congrats, guys. Sui, you're now a three-time MVP this season. Just talk about what this ride has been like for you, what it means to kind of achieve so much.
Yeah, it's been an incredible, few months, that's for sure. And I think, you know, the biggest thing about it all is, you know, it's all focused on team. You know, having the team win, winning a championship in Seattle, and then coming here and knowing that, you know, I'm playing with 11 of the other best players in the world. And, you know, not needing to play outside of my game, and just do what I do best to help us win gold. And anything else that comes with that, obviously, it's great. It's nice to win MVP. But I was more concerned about the gold medal.
Doug Farmer, DAP. Two-part question. From the outside, I may think, okay, the score is U.S. has no problems, but how difficult this is to win, let alone win three in a row since the quarter, semis, and finals are in three straight days, whereas the Olympics, you have a day in between. Second part is an easier one of, I can't remember the last time in the, I've been covering you guys that you weren't booed immensely in the title game because usually the other team's fans are all against you, but tonight it seemed it was mostly quiet unless Liz had the ball and then they were rooting for you guys.
Well, we'd like to thank Liz Cambage for that. She took a lot of that grunt for us today. It's a tough tournament. We always talk about it, the World Championship, now the World Cup. It's always the hardest one to win. It's a grind. It's physically tough. It's mentally tough. When you talk about playing three games in three nights, you just don't do that anymore as a pro. And this is the only tournament that challenges you in that way. And I think like Don said, we always rely on our depth. We always rely on each other. We always talk about being 12 strong, next man up. And I think today was another look at how we approach these tournaments where, you know, a team like Australia had to put so much into playing last night where, you know, we spread it around, like Stewie said. How do we each bring a little bit to the table to make everything work? It's been the blueprint for a long time since I think Don, was a point guard with Lisa and Cheryl and Tina. And I remember in 2004 how they made it all work in such a way that Sue and I said, that's how you become a professional and that's how you win a gold medal. And, you know, that comes a lot from Don and what she put into this team a long time ago.
Yeah, Dawn, can you talk a little bit about transition from being an assistant coach to a head coach and how the players tended to really buy in after a short period of practice time?
Honestly, it doesn't matter who's sitting here as the coach. The players play. They do a great job in embracing. They know the culture of USA Basketball is you know, it's gold or bust. And what goes into that is commitment. It's commitment to each other. It's commitment to the coaching staff. It is the ability to work with each other in a short period of time. We don't really have time, you know, to break, you know, each other down. You know, we have to build each other up, and we just have to listen. It's trimming the fat off of, you know, what we're about. And, you know, obviously the core of this team has been together in the Olympic Games. And if you take Sue and Diana, it goes a little bit further back. This coaching staff has been together for quite some time with Cheryl Reeve and Jennifer Rosati and myself. So when you have those integral pieces as a part of it, we just continue what what Gino has led us to this point.
Coach, on the topic of Gino, I mean, you inherited his two straight gold medals, and tonight you extended to three with him sitting right behind you. I mean, did that make it mean even more to you?
Well, anytime you have, Gino, who has been, America's best coach, that's internationally and collegiately, when he's in the building, more times than not, we win. And so it was good to see him here to support USA Basketball, support the UConn players, and just be a part of, USA Basketball, because he has made things a lot easier, obviously, just with his leadership and his ability to get players to play at a high level.
Brianna, you've been touted as a player who can play any position on the floor, but not everybody plays all of those five positions equally well. Can you speak to the difficulty of playing out of your customary position?
It's something that, you just have to get used to and have to get flexible with. And I think, especially looking at this tournament, we were so post-heavy that Elena and I had to kind of play the three more than we normally do, which is no problem because, like you said, our versatility works well with that. But, understanding the spots you need to be in, kind of changing your mindset. When I first got here, I was playing spots as a three, but thinking I was a four, and getting in people's way, basically. But, just using the versatility. Obviously, this team, we play well with one another, and just finding an open spot and making a play. If you make a play, someone's going to make a play off you.
Okay. Any more questions?
Yeah. For both the players, I mean, this is probably the first game you guys got off to a really good start, scored the first 10 points and set a tone. How big was that, knowing that Australia's sort of been the team doing that to everyone in the whole tournament?
It was huge, and I think, especially in the locker room before the game, Dee was talking about being aggressors and knowing that, Australia's used to, coming out and punching first. And, today's game, we were going to punch them first. And that's what we did, and we kind of rode on that momentum for the rest of the game because, that's something that they haven't seen this whole tournament.
Yeah, I mean, today was one of those games where, like Don said, the first five games we were trying to find things. We were trying to find that hot start. We were trying to find, that defensive consistency. And in this game, it kind of all came together. And, that's what these tournaments are about. It's how do you get better game by game? We don't have the preparation. So how can we maximize every video session, every shoot around? And I think the culmination was a great game against a really good team that, dominated pretty much the whole tournament. And, that's a credit to everyone and staying together, really, and going all in the same direction.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. I think we're done. Thank you very much, guys. Congratulations yet again.
Stewie, did you know Coach Irwin was here?
I don't know.